Well, hello everyone. We are here on a brand new episode. I took a little bit of a break during Christmas and New Year's, but we are back and I have a few words to share with everyone. We're going to go through three encounters that I had, and we're going to talk a little bit about 2024 and what we can expect as we go through it. We've had some crazy intense spiritual warfare even at the beginning of the year. So we'll cover that as well. Like what we can do, how do we pray against it, and how we stay on top of the battle. The first word we will review, vision, prayers of the saints in heaven, released on December 31st, 2023. I had a vision of the saints in heaven praying for us as we stepped into 2024. You are more than covered. The reason I chose a flaming white sword for the graphic for this word is because that is literally what I saw in the spirit. I saw a white sword. It was on fire. And I grasped it just like this. I felt that it was the prayers of the saints going into the sword, and I felt led by the Spirit to give it a swing. The amount of power that I felt in that sword, it was intense, and we have the cloud of witnesses. We have the army in heaven. Our brothers and sisters who are fighting for us. As we cross into the threshold of 2024, we really needed some help, don't we? We really need that help in America. The saints in heaven, they came together, they prayed for us, and their prayers are with us. There's more fighting for us than those against us. We have the saints on earth, and we have the saints in heaven as one army of light fighting for the kingdom to take back the land. We thank you, God, for all the help that you're giving us in this intense season that we are in. We thank you that heaven is partnered with us and that the only outcome, the divine destined outcome, is victory. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. And we partner with you to see heaven invade earth, to see all seven mountains transformed. Oh, I was going to share this near the end, but I feel prompted by the Lord right now. I saw, as a representation, I saw seven like gems. It was like seven crystals, different colors. They were the colors of the rainbow around my hand. And each of the seven represented the mountains of influence. And I felt led to pray in tongues over the seven mountains. We are setting sail into the new era. The new era is already here and we've crossed over it. Oh, I feel the Spirit right now. We are already walking in the promises and the fulfillment in the supernatural. And as a result, the natural is starting to be shaken. Foundations are crumbling. Anything that's not of Him is being routed out. It's being shaken to its core, and it will be dismantled. And it's going to be replaced with His kingdom mountain, the mountain of the Lord. All seven mountains come together to form the mountain of the Lord, and it expands and expands throughout the earth. The glory of God will cover the earth as the waters covers the seas. There's a new upgrade. There's a new strengthening in the Spirit because God has powered up your prayers. He has given you even stronger prayer. How do I say this? He's empowered you even more than usual for this very mission to take back the land. There are saints praying, oh, I'm kind of skipping ahead to another vision. But we, as the body of Christ around the earth, people are waking up more than ever before. Did you see the Epstein files that were released? It's not all the names, but it's some of them. And it's caused a big shakeup. And that happened right at the beginning of the year. The Lord is doing great and powerful things. And he is exposing first so that wickedness can be removed, wicked leaders can be removed, and then installed with righteous leaders. It's his kingdom government, and it's his judgment from the courts of heaven. Why don't we go ahead and we'll move on to the second vision. All right, this one was specifically a dream. The Lord gave me a dream where he highlighted the body of Christ waking up. This dream was on January 3rd, which is the same week that the Epstein files were released. We, as the Ecclesia, live 7 days a week, not just on Sunday mornings. When I had this dream, just to explain this part, I had this dream of the body of Christ waking up, and then when I woke up, I felt prompted by the Spirit to start prophesying. And that's when I prayed, we as the Ecclesia live 7 days a week, not just on Sunday mornings. Many are awakening to this truth. I thank the Lord that he is doing a mighty work in his people. And then if I believe I have the timeline right, it was shortly after this, it was around this time that those Epstein files were released. And we are seeing shakeup in the political and the natural as well. Not just that, but spiritual leaders, megachurch pastors, have recently been exposed for sexual immorality in the church that has been going on, for one of them specifically, going on for years. And people are waking up to that too. Judgment has to come to the house of God first. It's not just the wickedness with politics. We already know about that, right? We talked about that. But it's also in the church as well. God needs shepherds and leaders whose hearts are completely turned to him. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm saying that they are positioned their hearts with his heart. Their hearts are entwined as one, and they are in charge of taking care of the flock. And unfortunately, we are seeing some of that failure happen. We're seeing the failures of certain leaders happening right now that's being exposed, and their platforms are tanking. One church in particular, They dropped all the way down to just one service a week. It's just, at this point, they're going to have to replace the entire leadership board for one of these situations. It's just, in order to continue the prophetic mantle on their life, the prophetic words on their lives. The prophets have been talking about judgment and exposure for a long time. A lot of my broadcasts from last year had to do with exposure, and now we are seeing huge exposure right now. And the time since last year and in the past few years too, there's been more than enough time to repent. And I want to say this graciously. We don't want anyone to go to hell. We don't want people to stay in their shame and their misery. We want people to repent. I'm going to read a scripture verse. It just came to mind. Something a good friend of mine had sent. All right. We're going to read out of the Message translation, Daniel 9, verse 11. Compassion is our only hope. The compassion of you, the Master, our God, since in our rebellion we forfeited our rights. We paid no attention to you when you told us how to live. The clear teaching that came through your servants, the prophets. All of us in Israel ignored what you said. We defied your instructions and did what we pleased, and now we're paying for it. The solemn curse written out plainly in the revelation to God's servant Moses is now doing its work among us, the wages of our sin against you. You did to us and our rulers what you said you would do. You brought this catastrophic disaster on us, the worst disaster on record and in Jerusalem. And aren't we seeing that right now with the economy and all the economic downturn? Aren't we seeing that with all the exposure with human trafficking, the tunnels, the sexual abuse in the church? It's all coming out. Now it's 4 years ago, America had a chance to repent. They had a chance to stand up for the rightful president, and they chose not to. And unfortunately, America, similar to what happened in this passage, they had to suffer the consequences of their actions. I'm going to just speak openly. You know, Trump could have came back in 2020, but with the level of corruption that was happening and not enough people standing up, the church didn't stand up for him as a whole. We are in the situation that we're in. I know some people might not like to hear that. From 2020 to 2020, till around 2022, there's a window of opportunity. Here's the good news, okay? There's a window of opportunity to repent, and the remnant, the ones who are awakened, who know what's going on, they repented on behalf of America, and God promised to save America. He promised to heal the land, and as a result, we're seeing exposure. We're seeing wickedness being torn down. There are military tribunals going on behind the scenes. What you see in the news on the surface level, that's a show. The darkness is so scared at the moment. I mean, during Christmas time and New Year's, we had a little bit of a respite where we had like lots of joy and celebration. And then all of a sudden, seeing that things got intense around January 1st and since then. But you have to know the darkness and the heaviness that you're feeling, that's actually from the enemy, because like a caged animal, like an animal that's been caught in a bear trap, they are kicking and screaming. And when I say an animal, I'm talking about demonic spirits that are behind the wickedness and exposure. They are kicking and screaming, and you're feeling all this stuff in the atmosphere. And when you recognize that, that's when you use your authority to keep pushing back against the darkness. We are seeing such great rewards happening. We are seeing such great pushback happening and positive results happening. Some of them are not aired publicly because this is a spiritual battle. This is a war that's going on for the country. Now, specifically, I talk about America on my broadcast, but I feel like at some point, we're going to cover some of the other nations too, their battles, like Canada, Australia, Ireland, Brazil. The Lord may have me speak on some of their issues as well. But for now, we are focusing on America. We love the other countries too. They're fighting a similar battle to us as now, because really we're all fighting the same enemy. I appreciate the prophetic words from Canadian prophets, Ireland prophets, and Australia prophets about Donald Trump. What God's doing with that man, he's anointed and appointed. He's the true president. Heaven recognizes him. All right. The Lord's having me stay on Daniel for a second. I don't feel led to move on until we. Let me see. The good news, kind of going back a little bit, the good news is that America did repent. They repented of the wickedness. I do see such a large wave of support around Donald Trump. And I see with the Sound of Freedom movie that happened last year, we are seeing such support for the right things. People standing up against abortion, which is tied to human trafficking, which is tied to the foster care system, which is actually one of the biggest proponents of child trafficking in the foster care system. The human trafficking that's also going on at the border and the, well, well, I'm also streaming on Rumble, so have a, I'll go ahead and say this, the certain government officials, the US government, and the connections with the trafficking on the border. So that's all I'll say right now, It is a real battle. At the end of the Sound of Freedom movie, they specifically said the US government trafficking kids around across the border. That's what's going on. And oh my goodness. There's so much evidence and exposure right now. The way that the enemy uses the media is these things do make the news. They do make the news, but they're not shown up on the mainstream channel, so people don't know. I spoke about this maybe a couple, about a month and a half ago, about a Congress meeting where literally a Biden administrator for the for DHS was being grilled because they're literally trafficking children, and she admitted it. Like she admitted it, she admitted they're trafficking children across the border. And this clip, you can only really find it on TikTok. You can't, a video clip of one of the senators talking about this. Everything's out there, and we are praying that more people are awakened to the truth because it's going to be much easier as we make the transition when the country gets saved. And the rightful leaders are put back in their place. I'm speaking prophetically right now. When they're put back in their place, it's going to be next, it's going to be a time for unity. And that's going to help quell any of the, I'm going to be careful how I say this. If they start, if you start seeing riots in the news after the country gets saved, those are distractions. And the strategy with that is to use your voice, call for unity, call for us coming together as one American people, because it will no longer be about Democrat or Republican anymore. Democrat and Republican are actually the same party. And I could talk about that a little bit more, but for the sake of time, we're going to stick to. You can research that yourself. It's also called a uniparty. But it's going to be we the people. It's about we the people and the Constitution. And our country is going to come back even stronger than ever before. Make America great again. We're going to go back to being a republic again instead of a corporation. We are coming out of slavery to the Federal Reserve and the cabal. I'm going to speak the truth right now. If Facebook removes that, okay, I'm still on Rumble. We are going to come out of slavery because if you look, if you happen to have a dollar, a US dollar in your wallet, go ahead and look at it because it literally says that this is legal tender. You can read this on your dollar bill. This is legal tender to pay off public or private. Your dollar bills are part of this. Okay, we're going this direction. The central bank system, look that up. because when you pay taxes to the IRS, it's going straight to the central banks. The IRS isn't even technically, I should say, the Federal Reserve is not a U.S. entity. But that's where you pay your taxes for. So where exactly is that money going? Take some time to look that up after the broadcast. Why is it that our dollar bills say that? And why is there like an Illuminati triangle on the back of the dollar bill as well? The pyramid with the eye of Osiris. Legal tender only to pay off debt. Well, we would be much better off with a system backed by gold and silver. And I believe that is coming too. Woo! I love how the Lord leads this, because when I come on here, I just say the words that he tells me to say. These aren't scripted. I go with the prophetic words that he gives me, and then we follow the Holy Spirit with what he wants to say. The final one we're going to share, the final word, was actually posted. I'm going to get the correct date over here. Hold on 1 second. When it was originally posted. Yes. On January 13th. There we go. It's important for me to say these dates because I need to. We go for accuracy, right? Prophetic utterance with a graphic that says, he makes all things new. I was having a vision and I saw angels that were fighting around the world. I felt prompted to say, strengthen the host fighting across the world. Angels are spirits and they do get weary. So just to explain that real quick. So our prayers and petitions, it actually helps strengthen them in the spiritual realm as they keep on fighting. When I was praying, I felt to say this, the prophetic word, may all the nations be saved. A righteous rebellion is rising up. Wave the banner of victory. And in the spirit, I saw flags going around. They're being propped up in different corners of the world, in different parts of the land. And it was a clarion call to take back the land, which has been a theme of today's episode, to take back the land. People see the corruption going on. They see that in the UK, they keep telling their farmers to kill and slaughter tens of thousands of animals for climate change. To save the planet, the government is telling them to kill off their livestock because meat is somehow bad for the environment. Even though us as humans, we need complete protein, yet they're telling people to kill off anyways. People are seeing what's going on across the world. Maybe we will talk about some of the other countries and their battles in another episode. Hold on. But we're going to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. We are so thankful for all the help around the world, the saints in heaven who are praying for us, the body of Christ that's around the world, us coming together as the remnant army, the army of light, the body of Christ who are awakened to fulfill the seven mountain mandate of taking back the seven mountains of influence, to preserve generation from generation, to the kingdom of God reigning on the earth. Righteousness, justice, and peace. God's going to raise up righteous leaders, and they're going to establish justice and righteousness through the kingdom of God and through us. We're all part of it. And that's going to preserve the righteousness, justice, and peace from generation to generation. This is the era that we have stepped into. It's the era of the kingdom. If you have been feeling weary, if you've been feeling different, something's different right now in the past couple of weeks, it's because we are in a new era in the supernatural. 5794, the year of the door and also the year of the more. There's more coming for you. There is financial prosperity. God is going to take care of you in this time of upheaval as the seven mountains are going to crumble. And we're going to go through time where we need to rebuild it, which I've outlined in previous episodes, ways we can start doing that even now. This isn't just an episode. I don't just come on here, you know, to tell you some nice things. This is literally for the sake of the nation. This is for our future and it's for our children. And you all, all of you who are watching this, you didn't find this by accident. You are here for a reason. You were born for such a time as this. You are here, you were born in this generation to help save a generation and future generations. You are specifically called by God to be a soldier, a warrior for him, a king, a queen, a priest. The earth is literally crying out for you to take your place, to take your position on the earth. I want to go ahead and just impart to you something. Thank you, Lord, that you are setting sail with them, that you are embarking, they are embarking with you on a new journey. A journey of discovery with you as they step into their full calling, their full identity. All hindrances are broken in Jesus' name. If you need to say this, if you've been struggling with sin issues or there have been things in your life that keep coming up, I want to pray for you. Just simply say this as a good starting point. Lord, I repent of all my sins, known and unknown, and I turn away from them. I fully surrender. I surrender everything to you, body, soul, and spirit. As you've laid down your life for me, Jesus, I lay down my life for you. Use me for this era of the kingdom. Use me to bless your people so that I can be a blessing to others. Be strong and courageous. The Ruach of the Spirit rests on you, the Holy Spirit. You are one with God. You are far more capable than anyone's ever told you. Because God is in you. His words shape and transform your life, your very spiritual being. He wipes away all the mud. He gives you beauty for ashes. His blood cleanses you as though you've never done any sin. They are erased because he poured out his blood on the mercy seat for you. Your sins are erased, past, present, and future, when you put your hope in him. Thank you, Lord, for revival and reformation. For the youth, you are reaching out to millions of the young people all around the world, and you're giving them new encounters that they've never experienced before. Thank you for your servant, Donald Trump, and we pray protection for his family as they go into their final battle. We pray for Roger Stone, who is just like a stone that David swung around and he hit Goliath square between the eyes. Thank you for Roger Stone and his family, and we pray protection over him as well. Whoa. Thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is resting on the viewer. It's in the your Holy Spirit is there with them in their room. Your Spirit will be with them even after the episode ends, and you'll continue to lead them into true calling Ooh. Into the destiny that you've written on their lives in their destiny scroll. Man. Can you feel that? Can you feel the Holy Spirit on you? Can you feel his words circling around you? If you feel any kind of like tingling sensation, you feel kind of like some warmth like in your belly, he's there. He's in there. He is, you are his temple and he lives within you. The sevenfold spirit. Oh, the seven colors of the rainbow that comes from him, all the colors. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. We seal everything right now in this broadcast by the blood of Jesus. We pray these things in your name, God. Amen. Well, guys, that was a great. Wow, that was a great episode, great broadcast. You know, God, he's doing something new in all of our lives. He's had me in such a deep place recently with him, and he is opening more revelation and doors for everyone to come into the kingdom because it's all about him. Well, thank you guys for jumping on here and. I'll see you again next time. We'll be back with more revelation and more words from him. Keep fighting the good fight. There are great rewards coming for you. Great rewards. Don't give up. He is a good father who will always provide for you. Have a great day and God bless.